Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Gives them 240 as a bucko. And matches.
As I was preparing for tonight's show, I planned on starting out by talking about the resurgence, talking up the resurgence of the Pirates under Don Kelly. At the time, the Pirates were leading the Padres by 3 runs with a chance to take 2 of 3 in San Diego. Would have been a nice little series win. One that would have gotten them to the 500 mark under Kelly at 11-11. Instead, a crushing bullpen decision did them in. The Pirates lost. They are now 22-38 overall, but still a somewhat promising 10-12 under Donnie Kelly. But even in a loss like that, it is still clear that the team does appear a little bit different for the better. Donnie Chedrick with you on 93.7 The Fan tonight until 10:35. Per usual, a few different things on the docket over the course of the next 4+ hours. Going to talk some Buccos early on here. Then we will get into some football after that. We have a WPIAL legend that is on his way to the NBA Finals, which I thought sparked an interesting question posed earlier this morning. A full-length Borges Hockey Roundup. We are not going to take away time from our guy, Charlie, behind the glass tonight because there are a few different things to cover in the NHL. Pretty notably, the Stanley Cup Final is set in stone, a rematch from last year. Will the Penguins have a head coach by the time we get to the Borges Hockey Roundup? Stay tuned and find out. Noah Hiles will join us in about an hour. Nick Farabaugh will join the show after 8 o'clock. Jarrett Bailey, who covers the NFL, will join us in the 9 p.m. hour. I will also be unveiling my best of the AFC North next hour following our chat with Noah. I will go through head coach and position by position and tell you which team in the AFC North is the best at that spot. But I wanted to start with the Pirates here. And as always, you can line up and join the conversation at 412-928-9370. Our guy Charlie will help you get set up, get in queue, and get in on the conversation. The team is 10-12 under Don Kelly. And as mentioned, had a golden opportunity to reach 11-11 if not for the collapse yesterday. But there is something very apparent here. It is a much better-looking baseball team with him in charge. Now, I said this last night. I was on the final word, if you tune into that, on WPXI Sunday nights just after 11:30. I mentioned it last night that this could all hit a wall and come crashing down. Absolutely could do that. I want to acknowledge that it can do that. We see this in pro sports often. When a coach, or in this case a manager, gets fired, the team gets a little spark. It helps out the guys in that locker room or in that clubhouse. This team certainly has gotten that jolt. I understand that they are still under 500 with Kelly as their manager. They started out not looking so hot in his first 10, but it looks like a different team than it did under Derek Shelton, at least on most nights. Look at it this way. Shelton was 12-26 this season. Don Kelly, to match that mark, would have to go 2-14 in his next 16 games. 2-14. I think he will be able to do a little bit better than that. The team is 5-5 in their last 10. They have been playing more entertaining baseball. I'm not going to make the argument that the season isn't lost, because, yes, it already is, unfortunately. We just turned the calendars to June. We will finally, by middle and end of this week, be starting to get weather in the 80s consistently, and the Pirates are already out of it. They have been already out of it, basically because their 2025 season was into FUBAR by the time they parted ways with Derek Shelton after the first 38 games. But it is unquestionable to me that the quality of baseball you are seeing night in and night out under Donnie Kelly does look different, and it looks different for the better. They look like a real ball club, a respectable team. That, yeah, maybe they are losing games. Maybe there is the occasional mishandling of the bullpen, but they look like they belong on the same field as their opponent, which for a lot of the games that we saw from Derek Shelton's club this year, they looked really just disinterested. They did not look like they wanted to play not only for the guy next to them, they didn't want to really play for the guy at the top step of the dugout. I also don't think that Ben Cherington should be saved by Don Kelly's performance unless they would go on some near unprecedented run. But that just is not going to happen. But a 500 job done by Don Kelly shouldn't be viewed as good enough for the GM to keep his job. I think it should be viewed as a good job done by Don Kelly, given the firestorm of a situation he was thrown into. But I don't think the general manager, who has had 6 years to cook something up, that had to fire his field manager before we hit 40 games this season, I don't think he should get the okay from the higher-ups just because Don Kelly was able to keep things afloat while he was in charge. The performance of the manager and the team would really have to supersede a 500 mark. They would have to play just absurdly good baseball for you to convince me that Ben Cherington should get one more shot. The only other savior for him, Cherington that is, would be to see multiple acquisitions or draft picks of his that all of the sudden, with the change made to Don Kelly, you would have to see those guys prosper under this change to show that, hey, we did have to just make the change to a new manager. Now we have things clicking on all cylinders. Now, for me, that would exclude Paul Skeens because he is basically the exception of all Pirates rules. But even he has seen his season turn back into dominance since Kelly took over. The man was masterful in the back half of May. I thought he was still good. I was not one of those people worried about Paul Skeens when he had a few starts in which he looked more like a human being. I didn't think that the sky was falling because he had a start of 6 innings, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Not that they were the exact numbers, but something of that ledger. But he got back to a truly dominant run as we got into the middle of May. Masterful. Since the firing of Derek Shelton, Skeens has thrown 26 2/3 innings. He's allowed 17 hits. He has allowed just 3 earned runs. He has struck out 30. He has walked 6. He has not allowed a home run. That ERA is barely scraping 1. Derek Shelton was fired on May 8th. We have seen Skeens start 4 games since then. Against the Mets, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. That still had some people worried. Oh, he's still walking too many guys, and he's only striking out 1 guy per inning. Then he had that complete game where he threw 8 against the Phillies. 3 hits, 1 run, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk. Milwaukee the next time out. 6, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks. Dominant again against the Diamondbacks the other day. The 10-1 win. 6 2/3, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts. He did hit a guy, but he has turned back into a machine of a player. Back to his old self. Again, not that most of us really needed to worry that much. Another first-round pick that we would really like to see prosper is Henry Davis, who was the subject of a pretty terrible call over the weekend. And you heard that call from Greg Brown on the Pirates Radio Network. When it comes to that call and calls like that, and I understand that it was a minor league umpire called up to do that game, I do think we are getting closer and closer to the robot umpires really becoming a thing soon enough. And I know the human error element is part of the game that some people love. You know, it's what makes baseball baseball in some cases. And based on the grade of this umpire, he called a pretty good game. But there needs to be something that Major League Baseball can do here in regards to video review. It's 2025. If a league wants to have special technology, they will make it happen. I promise you. I mean, we got the things that can be done with artificial intelligence are downright scary. I think if the pro sports leagues want to make really anything happen with their review systems, they can make it happen. Now, maybe you limit the amount of times you can challenge a ball or strike. Maybe you only have 2 or 3 opportunities per game, maybe not even that much. And then try to use the same technology or a similar technology that is used in tennis. Charlie, have you ever watched like a major tennis tournament and the technology used for their review system?
The only time I ever watched tennis was when my ex-girlfriend who played tennis wanted me to watch with her.
Oh, okay. Well, but I know that's a good memory for me to bring up.
Oh, that's fine. I'm happily engaged with somebody else. I do know the technology you're speaking about, and it's the same thing with hockey. Not to bring it to there. How have we not had the technology to know when the puck has crossed the goal line instead of meticulously looking at every centimeter of white that's in between the puck and the red line? Same thing with baseball.
And we're finally going to start to see some sort of change with the NFL too in first downs and the chain gang. But you watch a major tennis tournament and it doesn't take long for a challenge to take place. And the reason why they can do that is because they are so efficient. It's a quick look and the computer can probably determine that in a second. The same thing can happen with a ball and strike call. Sometimes, yeah, okay, maybe the guy really does paint the corner and it comes down to a judgment call, but there can be some sort of technology had to make this possible. I guarantee it. Do I know how to make it? Hell no. I didn't go to school for that. I went to school to do this, yap into a microphone about these types of things happening, but I promise somebody out there can probably figure it out. And it doesn't have to be a 5-minute review process for a ball strike call. A moment like the other night is a perfect night for that to be in use. By the way, Chris and I hit on this during the hodgepodge. 15 years ago today, Jim Joyce ruined the Armando Galarraga perfect game in Detroit. So kind of fitting that we are talking about this at this very moment. Something that could have and should have easily been reviewed. It could have been fixed, and Galarraga would have his perfect game. So baseball, to its credit, eventually did do the smart thing. Now, they did have the review process in place at the time, but they had limitations to it. They could only be initiated by the crew chief, and at that time, they really only reviewed home runs. They eventually changed that. What we know today, as the review system has been in place for about a decade. So that means, like every other sport, baseball can adapt to this. And if you have physical robots back there behind home plate, and it looks like something you would see in backyard baseball, or they just have something that can tell you what a ball or strike is, it doesn't matter to me. We already know that they are toying with it, or else it would not have been ever presented in minor league baseball at any given time like it has been. So I think it's only a matter of time before we do see it. And umpires can also get over themselves. They are usually far and away the most arrogant and pompous of any pro sport official. You do have to accept that you will miss calls. You will not be perfect in every single game. Nobody is. I will never have a perfect radio show, and a major league umpire will never have a perfect performance. You're always going to miss one pitch or an out call. Something. You will miss something in a game. Which, going back to that perfect game, that is why those are so special and why Galarraga should get his flowers for that, and I'm glad that most of the sporting community does give him that. The Pirates also had a special moment yesterday in defeat. You heard that call as well from Greg Brown when Andrew McCutchen tied Roberto Clemente for third all-time in Pirates home runs with 240 as a Bucco. Dan Zangrilli came on with Chris and myself earlier today. He said, I think Andrew McCutchen is the best Pirates player of a generation. Now, to me, that depends on where you draw that line, that generation line. I would have thought Dan, given his age, around 40. Chris, he's around 40. Pony is around 40. Guys in that generation who were young, but probably did get to see Barry Bonds as a Pirate, I thought that would have been the selection. Now, they could make the argument, I was a little too young. If they were, say, 45 or 50, maybe that would have been their definitive answer. So it kind of depends for me where you draw that line. Now, if you're talking somebody my age, our age, Charlie, it is pretty easily Andrew McCutchen. There have been good players. Brian Giles was a very good player. Jason Bay was a very good player. But Andrew McCutchen was different. The man won an MVP. He was a catalyst in getting the Pirates back to the postseason, where they had not been for a whole generation. I didn't see the Pirates get to the playoffs until I was a senior in high school. They had not made the playoffs for over 20 years. So, yes, I would say for people my age or around my age, I think Kutch is the easy answer. I also disagreed with something else that Dan brought up, Andrew McCutchen being a fringe Hall of Famer. I guess I can't say I completely disagree because I don't think his shot is dead or anything like that. I think he's Hall of Very Good. I don't think Andrew McCutchen is quite at that Hall of Fame level. He's absolutely a Hall of Fame Pirate. I think he will get his flowers when his career is over. He will absolutely get his number retired by the organization. He's a historic player by Pirate standards. And even if his numbers fall just shy of baseball immortality, they will shine bright forever in Pirates immortality. But in the last 20 years of Pirates baseball, a time that did see the team return to the postseason in three consecutive years, Kutch is the most recognizable and beloved figure from that time. A first-round pick that worked out in an era that saw so many fail and fail miserably in some cases, a guy that lived up to his expectations and then blasted through the door of them. 240 Pirates home runs later, the man is continuing to cement his legacy in Pittsburgh. 412-928-9370. How do you view the Pirates so far under Don Kelly? Should his performance as skipper be saving Ben Cherington? 412-928-9370. Did the missed call on Henry Davis the other night, did that upset you? Any umpires out there that want to chime in? 412-928-9370. Where does Andrew McCutchen rank for you all time among all-time Pirates? Is he the best Pirate of a generation? You're talking 35 and under? I think he's pretty set in stone. Older than that, I think it can get into the Barry Bonds conversation. But what say you? 412-928-9370. Would love to get your input on all of that coming up next. You can also hit us up on the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A lot on the table regarding your Buccos. Don Kelly, what it means for Ben Cherington, the missed call on Henry Davis, Andrew McCutchen's legacy, all out there for you. 412-928-9370. Your calls up next on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Twitter. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. You can follow me on Twitter at DonChed54. Donnie Chedrick with you tonight until 10:35. Charlie Borges is with me behind the glass, taking your calls right now on a plethora of Pirates topics. How do you view the Pirates so far under Don Kelly? 10-12 in his first 22 games. And yes, he made the glaring mistake yesterday with his bullpen, but very close to being 11-11. Should his performance be saving the job of Ben Cherington? Did the missed call on Friday night with Henry Davis piss you off about the umpires in Major League Baseball? Any umpires out there that want to chime in? Feel free at 412-928-9370. And also Andrew McCutchen making some Pirates history. Is he the best Pirates player of a generation? I would say certainly for people 35 and under. Yeah, maybe even 40 and under. If you get a little bit older than that, I would probably go for Barry Bonds, even though he didn't play here for the majority of his career. The man was a phenomenal talent. I didn't need to be alive to know that. I think most of us know enough about Barry Bonds' whole career and what he was still able to accomplish in Pittsburgh to point that out, but feel free to chime in on that subject as well at 412-928-9370. We start with Kevin in the car. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, Donnie. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep. What do you got?
Yeah, AI has to be instituted next year, at least AI challenge. I mean, it's everywhere in sports and other industries. And now that you have these real-time broadcasts where you're showing whether a pitch is a ball or a strike, I mean, that just even makes the viewer more irate when there's a missed call and there's no way to challenge it. So absolutely needs to happen.
Yeah, I would certainly agree, Kevin. I mean, there are just way too many moments like that where it happens in a key spot. Maybe it's not the final out of a game, but maybe it is in the late innings of a game, and the team is down by a run, and the bases are loaded, or the team has a rally going. Maybe they're still down by a couple of runs. You can't say for sure in that moment if they would win or lose the game. But moments like that that end up hurting or really crushing the chances of a team winning a game, it really decides on how that game goes. And there is just too much technology now in the world we live in where I just think it has to be utilized. And Major League Baseball has to really keep up with the other leagues. Not that they're necessarily behind, but we are seeing in the other pro sports how a greater use of technology is helping them out with as little as it could be or as much as it could be. Baseball has to do the same thing. You can't miss easy things. You know, you understand on some tough calls, truly tough calls, that they could go either way, that things could be missed. The easy things have to be hammered out. 412-928-9370. Nick is in Sacramento. What's going on, man?
Hey, Donnie, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I apologize, Charlie. I called you Harry. I did not mean to do that when you were screening my call. I know better, and I sincerely apologize.
It is okay. Completely forgiven.
No, honestly, because I know you can call. Anyway, so you guys are doing a great job. I'm going to tell you, coming back to San Diego, went to the game yesterday, and great venue. That was a tough one to swallow, but I love to talk about the player. I'm 54 to give you my age, because you wanted people to chime in on it, and I would like to give you my take.
Go ahead.
Roberto Clemente will always be, to me, I wasn't alive during, I was 2 years old when he was in 1972, okay? So I didn't really, but he's, to me, if you're a baseball historian, a baseball fan, you know he's the best Pirate forever right now until someone passes that up. I got to put McCutchen second. Yes, he had 15 or 16 years as a Pirate, you know, coming and going. Bonds had those 6 years. Okay, Bonds, the stats, if he was there longer, okay, he might have been, you know, obviously maybe even way higher. However, I look at it now when you take Bonds and McCutchen, 1A and 1B, 1A McCutchen, and then 1B would be Bonds. Only because what McCutchen does is a leadership in the locker room, what he does on and off the field. You know, to me, Bonds was in that when he was here, when I remember him being 14, 15, very arrogant, cocky, I didn't really care for that. It didn't really excite me. Yeah, it excited me. Don't get me wrong. When I was that young, when he smashed home runs, and then, but I'll never forget 1991 and 92. And when he tried to make that throw from left field, and I saw a hat yesterday, and I'll leave it with this for you. There was a woman I met. We were walking through the rotunda after the game yesterday. It said on the hat, "Sid Bream ruined my childhood." Now, I know that didn't have anything to do with Bonds, but remember that play in left field? He just had no, I don't know. I think McCutchen, as an all-around athlete, on-base percentage, now the home runs, all these things are coming fruition. I got to give McCutchen that edge at age 54. That's just me. I'm looking at the whole package, if that makes any sense. What do you think, Donnie?
Yeah, Nick, I appreciate the call, as always, and the, you know, that story behind Bonds not being able to throw out Sid Bream, where Andy Van Slyke allegedly told him to reposition himself. He pretty much told Van Slyke, using a finger gesture, to get lost. That's always been the rumor, the story that I've heard about that play and how that went down. To say that Kutch is the second greatest Pirate of all time, that's going to be tough for me to go there. I mean, and I grew up really only seeing him as the great player of a whole generation. But I mean, there still are plenty of historic Pirates to throw out there. I mean, Stargell, his home run record with the Pirates will not be touched, because if they ever get a home run hitter to that caliber, it's almost an impossibility by today's baseball standards that he would, that player would be here long enough. But there ain't going to be a guy that hits over 470 home runs as a Pirate. Ralph Kiner, what he did in basically a decade was great. 369 home runs as a Pirate. He had to start his career late due to military service in the mid-40s. And then you have some pitchers you can throw into that conversation as well. You always have Dave Parker. You have Bonds. I know he wasn't here long enough for people, but as much as I love what Kutch brought to Pirates baseball, I'd be hard-pressed to put him that high in the rankings. 412-928-9370. First, I do want to tell you that the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Up next is Pete on the Fan. What's going on, Pete?
Not much, Don, and thank you for taking my call. I'm old enough to remember seeing Roberto Clemente. He was the best. Stargell, the Cobra. I think they eclipsed whatever Kutch did, but he's a great ball player. Anyway, I agree with every syllable and half syllable that you said, speaking, giving Joe Starkey credit for that line. But anyway, I've been a softball or an umpire for women's, men's softball, kids hardball. But anyway, you don't have to be anything. Like you, and again, I agree with the technology opinion that you have. But that was ball. But my whole comment on that, what the heck? Do they have a minor league guy they just called up behind the plate? You know, if you've ever, I don't care what you do as an umpire, you're behind the plate. It is a lot of responsibility. And that's my biggest comment on Henry Davis, that crazy call that I made. But other than that, I'm trying to think. I think that's it. I don't want to take up too much of your time. You've done a terrific job, by the way.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate that. I don't mean to cut you off there. I just want to get to some other callers. I do appreciate those kind words, and I was hoping we would get somebody who had umped some baseball. Maybe Harry Callis can call in and join at some point. Edwin Jimenez, the home plate umpire for that game the other night, yeah, he was called up basically like a player to ump a major league game, and in a spot like that, he makes the wrong call. Still, I mean, it was one where you see the play and you think even an ump that is calling games at the minor league level, he's going to make that call correct. It was low enough, it was off the plate enough that a guy that is on the doorstep of umping major league games should be ready to make the correct decision in that spot. 412-928-9370. Joe in Mount Lebanon. What's going on, Joe?
Hi, Donnie. Great show as always. Regarding Cherington, Donnie, I think he should have been let go with Shelton. I don't want him manipulating the draft or working the trade deadline. And a case in point, today they released the pitcher that couldn't throw strikes yesterday, Rennie, and they signed a DFA from the Miami Marlins. He was DFA'd because he made 3 errors in one inning. That's what kind of a people that Cherington signs. And I think he just should have been let go regarding the Shelton firing, Donnie. Regarding Kutch, I love the guy. You know, I'm 37, Donnie, and I love the guy. But I think he's a borderline Hall of Famer. And we have statues of Stargell, Clemente, Hannes Wagner. I don't know if you'll agree with me that if Kutch should have a statue, he's never won a World Series. That's going to hold him back. What do you think, Donnie?
Yeah, Joe, I don't think McCutcheon is at statue status. I do think that the kind of ambassador he's been for the organization, the close relationship he seemingly has with Bob Nutting, that will certainly help him in his post-playing days. I expect that they would retire his number at some point down the road, put him in like the Pirates Hall of Fame, Hall of Honor. But the statues, those need to be kept for people that were like truly, truly special to the organization. And I mean, and that's why they are so limited. Clemente, Stargell, Mazeroski, Hannes Wagner. Like that's why there are not just a bunch littered around the stadium. So I know it might sound funny that we're having a conversation about honors when a guy is done playing. I do think that a statue of a player sets him above the rest. Like it makes him head and shoulders better than X amount of players. A jersey retirement is one thing. Putting the guy in your ring of honor is one thing. But I don't think we're going to reach statue status with Kutch. 412-928-9370. Jeff is in Cranberry. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Donnie. How you doing, man?
Good. What do you got for me?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I do think we have to stay with Charrington, and I'll tell you why. One, I think Donnie Kelly's the guy. I know it's a small sample size, but he's been with the organization a long time. I really like his style. I think he's going to finish over 500 with his tenure this year. The reason I think we have to say, and listen, I give Charrington an F in the offseason, in most offseasons, but I think to start over right now, you got Connor Griffin coming up. You've got really good pitching prospects, Barco and all these guys, and Chandler. I think to start over, first of all, if you get rid of Charrington, the new GM is going to bring his whole new regime in, new managers, new everything, new Latin American scouts, new, completely new scouting department. I mean, to do that right now and just start over everything, you know, with some of these guys coming up, hopefully Tamar Johnson and Griffin and some of these, you know, batting prospects, get Gonzalez back in there. I just think to start over again, I know everybody wants him out of there, and I can't believe I'm defending him in some ways, but I'm less defending Charrington and more defending just starting all over again. I just don't think that's going to work right now. I think it would be too disruptive.
Yeah, Jeff, I get where you're coming from there. You know how that kind of sounded to me? It's almost like when you have the opportunity to, like, move somewhere, Charlie, and I'm not saying move to another city, but just maybe move to another house, another apartment, whatever it may be, wherever you live. And you just kind of say, yeah, I mean, I should do it. I really want to do it, but the physical act of moving just kind of sucks. That's sort of what the, and I'm not bashing Jeff for that call, but that's sort of where that argument comes from to people, if they are in the defense of Ben Charrington, like, man, do we really want to start over again? Like,
so here's a question for you and Pirates fans. If they were to let go of Charrington now and clean house and start over, like Jeff did not want them to do, but they called up all the young guys that they have, like a Tamar Johnson, a Nick York, Billy Cook, I don't know if they even still have him anymore, but guys like that, and if they come up here and they do mediocre and they finish.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Still under 500, but they're not getting blown out every night, and they're still putting up a fight under Don Kelly. They still finish bad enough to get a high draft pick for next year. But they did it with the young kids. Is that necessarily a bad thing? You get to clean house and see what the kids still have.
So you're saying, like, if you get rid of
Sherrington, clean house, start over, bring in a guy for now, and call up all the young kids that Sherrington has brought in but has never given the opportunity for?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would bring up just any of those young guys. Like, I don't know if I would jump the gun on Johnson, like have him leap a whole classification or anything. And
he's in double A?
Yeah.
I thought he was in triple A. That's my apologies.
But I get what you're saying. Cause like, but really the only guy, which is what sucks, the only guy that really looks promising, truly promising from a minor league standpoint at the plate is a guy that we're not going to see for probably like 3 years, Connor Griffin.
And Sherrington won't see it.
He shouldn't. He absolutely shouldn't. Because unless these guys start to play well out of nowhere, I don't know what kind of savior he has with his job. But I get your point. Like, I wouldn't mind. You know, I think back to a bad Pirates team in like 2009, 2010, when they really started to dump a lot of the player 2000s. You know, Bay got traded. Xavier Nady got traded. Jack Wilson got traded. Freddie Sanchez got traded. And they had a horrible 2010, but they lost with a lot of young players. Andrew McCutchen, Neil Walker, Pedro Alvarez. They lost with a lot of young players, but those same young players at least showed promise of, like, you know what, they might have the makings here of a nucleus that could get the team to the playoffs, and they eventually did just that. Fan weather, that's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Clear in the mid-50s overnight. It's going to get hot this week, so get ready to fire up that AC, which you may not have fired up yet this year. Crazy to think as we do enter the month of June. Coming up, Noah Hiles. He covers the Pirates from the Post-Gazette. He'll join us in a few minutes right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.